good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from France, we have Sister Mariette Ruud Christensen. Sister Mariette is a contemplative nun at our monastery in Dax. Her preaching is entitled, Interpreting the Signs of the Times.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city, for these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. I will first give my greetings to our American listeners who are celebrating Thanksgiving Day this Thursday. Unfortunately, we do not have this wonderful tradition here in France. There is, however, a custom in some other European countries to celebrate a Mass of Thanksgiving during the autumn. But that feast does not have the same magnitude as in North America. It's quite a contrast between the comfortable message of Thanksgiving and the terrifying reading we just heard. Thanksgiving means that we thank God for His wonderful gifts, for His blessings, for the harvest, for our home and our family. We also give Him thanks for the marvelous world He has created and entrusted to us. A world that each year gives us what we need to eat and to drink. Today's Gospel is situated in the ending of the liturgical year. With an apocalyptic language, Jesus teaches His disciples what will happen in the end of the times. The people will see signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, and the roaring of the sea and the waves will frighten them. Terrible things will be going on, announcing the end of the world. The marvelous world we know, love, and take for granted will one day be falling apart. Now it strikes me how this announcement seems close to the repeated warnings uttered by today's scientists and ecological speakers. Jesus talks sometimes about the importance of interpreting the signs of the times. Today, The scientists are assiduously studying multiple signs on the Earth and in the universe to find out how our planet is doing and how we should behave to avoid the human-made disaster ahead of us. Interpreting the signs of the times by studying the nature phenomenon has become of high importance, and no person can no longer neglect it. It is therefore vital that we all wake up and care for our planet, for our common home, as Pope Francis says in his encyclical Laudato Si. Not out of fear, but out of care for our beautiful and marvelous planet, out of love for all creatures God has made, out of love for our suffering brothers and sisters who need their share in the world's wealth and richness. We should therefore welcome this ecological message as a call to seek what is essential in our Christian life and to renounce what is superfluous and unnecessary. Only in this way we would be able to share our world with all living beings. Only in this way we can save our common home from being destroyed by our own greediness. In today's Gospel, Jesus is, nevertheless, talking about a cosmic event that one day will occur. This may frighten us. Although the end of the world has been predicted for 2,000 years now, it has still not come. Does that mean that we should ignore this message? By no means. Jesus wants us to put our trust in God and not in material things that one day will disappear. So have confidence in the living Christ and in God's mercy and care for all creation. And celebrate the Thanksgiving with joy and gratitude.
Oh.